AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A ceasefire deal has been reached in the Gaza Strip. That's according to mediators familiar with the talks. Speaking a short time ago, President Biden said the first phase of the deal calls for a complete ceasefire, while phase two would end the war.
There are a number of details to negotiate to move from phase one to phase two, but the plan says if negotiations take longer than 6 weeks, the ceasefire will continue as long as the negotiations continue.
Any agreement still needs to be approved by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, but officials are saying it'll take effect Sunday. Firefighters are reporting significant gains against two massive wildfires burning around Los Angeles. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the Santa Ana winds still make for severe fire weather activity.
We are still not quite out of the woods. And so I would just encourage and implore upon all Angelenos, please take the warning seriously and the evacuation notices seriously. And frankly, if you are in an area where there is a warning, get prepared now, get packed. Take everything you need with you, your medications and your pets, if that is possible.
Firefighters also extinguish smaller blazes set by arsonists. More than 260,000 former students of the now defunct for-profit Ashford University are getting their student loans erased. The Biden administration is pressing ahead with debt forgiveness in its final days. U.S. regulators are banning the dye called Red 3 from the food supply. The move comes nearly 35 years after the dye was barred from cosmetics such as lipsticks because of a potential cancer risk. This is AP News. AP correspondent Terry Tang reports on the election driving misinformation about immigration.
Some of the people who look at the data, they think that the election played a big role in elevating the conversation around immigration. A lot of it is due to Trump and his surrogates who consistently brought it up, including some false narratives like immigrants in Ohio who are here legally, but they are eating people's cats and dogs, or that immigrants in the country illegally are the reason why FEMA did not have enough financial aid for people who are hurricane survivors.
The Supreme Court seems open to a Texas law aimed at blocking kids from seeing online pornography. This after the justices heard arguments earlier today. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.